microgrids, you might think of them as energy pods, small systems that could generate power in the event the larger grid fails for whatever reason. This morning, we talked to Lisa Loeffner, CEO and co-founder of Go Electric, a company that provides microgrid systems to commercial, industrial, and military customers in Hawaii and on the mainland.
What a microgrid is it is the ability to tap into an energy resource at your facility when the grid is gone. And, you know, and the grid could go away because of a lava flow, or it could, like in Puerto Rico, it could go away because of really extreme weather. Typically, your lights go out, and that can be incredibly frustrating for not only homeowners, but certainly business owners and factories and retail shops and fire departments. You know, everyone's business and lives pretty much are so much revolving around electricity. So if you think of an energy pod at your house or your business, if the grid goes out, there's some other energy resource that's right there at your facility that turns on and gets your power back up. For a lot of businesses, that can be a backup generator. In Hawaii, there's a lot of solar. So if you are, you do have that energy pod at your facility, you can keep your PV operating safely if it's installed in a microgrid. And then other energy resources can be maybe a wind turbine, it can be a flow battery or a fuel cell. Literally anything that produces or stores energy, all are great energy pods at your facility.
And what projects are you working on in Hawaii right now?
Go Electric was a microgrid provider for the Spiders Phase 3 microgrid. That's up at Camp Smith. That actually was commissioned back in 2016. And then we also put in a system at the Emergency Management Agency's headquarters at Diamond Head on Oahu. And then we have two other projects we haven't announced yet that are going in on two other islands in Hawaii. Generally, a microgrid is sized to whatever the load profile looks like at the building it's connected to, because when the grid goes out and you go into a microgrid operation, you want to be able to cover the loads of the building, you know, just like the grid did before the grid went away. So it can be a small microgrid house size. It can be a very large microgrid. Camp Smith is about 5 megawatts total. It can be I'll call it a medium-sized microgrid for an individual high-rise, say a hotel with, you know, lots of air conditioners and lots of loads. So microgrids really vary depending on how big the building is. Hospitals and data centers especially have had them for a long time. You know, when the grid goes out, obviously hospitals want to keep all their patients alive, so they have had what's called a UPS, that's an uninterruptible power system, and a backup generator that's tied to their building, and it islands away from the grid, and that becomes its own microgrid, and the batteries and then the generator feed the loads from the hospital or the data center. So what we're Go Electric doing is we're pretty much making that same system available for any building, and we think that's important as Hawaii heads towards 100% renewable energy goal. Sometimes the grid might be kind of hard to manage, so having the ability to protect your loads and with a microgrid, we think is a great solution to help Hawaii get towards that goal.
And I know we often hear that phrase, "Oh yeah, I'm off the grid."
Well, a microgrid can be both grid-connected when the grid is working, and it can be off the grid, or that's called grid-islanded, either when the grid isn't working or if you just have the opportunity to be off-grid and that's what you want, then you have a microgrid at your house or your business. But most of the time, microgrids are set up so they can be grid-tied, and what's great about being grid-tied is you can then help the grid with energy resiliency services like demand response or you might be a generation resource for the grid if the grid wants to call you on that. But by staying grid tied, you're actually able to help the grid and help your building. If it's a single home, it's just a very small microgrid because most houses are, what, maybe 3 to 5 kilowatts. But a community would be a much larger microgrid. And yes, there are community microgrids that are demonstrating across the United States.
And is it the kind of thing where it's something that needs to be put in when the subdivision is being built, or can it come after the fact?
It can do both. If the subdivision is being built, then you're in the best position to go ahead and set it up for a microgrid. If the community is already in place and there's a single feeder going to it, it's actually pretty easy to set that feeder up to be able to island itself into its own community microgrid.
And what about the costs?
The cost is going to vary depending on what you all need to do to be able to separate from the grid into the microgrid. That involves a breaker, an electrical device that physically detaches all those houses from the grid, and that could be anywhere up to about $100,000 depending on how high of a voltage it is. And then you need to look at what kind of energy assets are available already at the buildings. If there are some backup generators and some PV already, then you may only need to have to add a microgrid controller to manage everything. At Camp Smith, they installed a full brand new microgrid. I think it was about just over 3 megawatts, and then they tied everything all together across the entire camp. That was a pretty big project, and lots of equipment went in, lots of work to get everything to go. So that was a pretty expensive project to be able to bring the whole camp off the grid. Microgrids can also provide resiliency back to the grid. So for example, one of the most common issues with the grid crashing is when there is too much load, you know, people coming home from work and turning on their air conditioners and their stoves. And so there's a mismatch between how much load is on the grid and how much energy is being produced by solar or power plants and stuff. And that it starts out as what's called a rolling brownout, and then eventually it turns into a blackout. With a microgrid, you can have your microgrid controller automatically sense when the grid is starting to get a little wonky, and then it can separate from the grid. You know, so the microgrid now is all islanded. It's on its own. You're not connected. And what that does is all of those loads that are in your microgrid now are no longer on the grid because they're self-supporting itself in the microgrid. Well, that immediately helps to unstress the grid. So having microgrids in place can not only protect the facilities or the homes with energy resiliency, but just the act of islanding away from the grid when the grid starts to get stressed will in turn actually help the grid start to heal itself.
Lisa Loeffner of Go Electric says Hawaii is one of 3 states leading the country with this concept of microgrids and improved resiliency. California and New York are the other 2.